Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Me, and it was a very hot day, and her air conditioning in her car was broken. So she had to go to the DMV for something.
Wait, can we pause? Does anyone have any prediction of where?
Zero.
Idea.
None.
I have zero. No idea where
okay.
This is going.
Go on.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 43. Today we are doing the best sauces. We're going to debate all of the best sauces. And I want to note right now, before we go any further, this is going to be, I think, the ultimate angry reply bracket out of all the ones we've posted. Because I chose all these pretty much arbitrarily, like as far as like which ones are going where and like what counts and what doesn't count. And beyond that, everyone's gonna reply saying like, oh, how'd you miss this? How'd you miss that? How'd you miss this? It's gonna be, out of all the brackets we've ever done, I think this is gonna be the number one example of that, because people were very intense about this subject.
This was the number one I feel like I'm forgetting something bracket. As I was sending over my list, I'd find another one. I'd be like, oh god, if I forgot this, I must be forgetting this. So I don't feel great about the list I sent in. I feel there's a lot I missed, but hopefully all together we covered them.
Well, here's the good thing for you, and I guess for all of us. We have three play-ins for this bracket, and I'll explain to you more when we get to them, but there's three separate play-ins, two additional on top of the chain game. But before we get into that, let's hear really quick from our first sponsor of the day, 3Chi. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. You don't need to live in a rec state to get your hands on Delta 9 THC. 3Chi is federally legal dispensary-grade cannabis products that are delivered straight to your door. You can choose from a wide variety of delicious edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, and more. What are you waiting for? Go to 3Chi.com with your exclusive discount code to save on premium THC products. Experience cannabis perfected now. We talk about 3Chi all the time, and I recommend the same one every time we talk about it. It's that goddamn Rice Krispie treat. It is so delicious. I mean, I could eat a trillion of those a day, but it probably wouldn't be a great idea. You can get 5% off 3Chi's premium THC products and experience cannabis perfected today. All you need to do is go to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3Chi.com and use promo code STOOL5 to take 5% off your order. The sale is exclusive to Barstool listeners. You must be 21 years old to purchase. Thanks to 3Chi. Shout out to Sassy Par. I thought it was this whole ad again. I know he's a bracket watcher. All right. Our very first matchup, the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed is one where I would have honestly left it off if I could have, but enough people replied with it that I thought I had to. It's ranch. Ranch dressing. Yeah. Ranch is like I feel like a pretty universally like that solid dressing. Am I right on that?
I would say so. It's more like regional, I think.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
It's not big in the Northeast.
I think it's pretty big in the Northeast.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, it's huge in the Midwest.
Hmm. I did not know it was huge there.
Important clarification, are all salad dressings included on sauces? I feel like yes, but we have to establish that right away.
So all salad dressings
used. Oh, yeah. All this is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. So all salad dressings technically are sauces. It's a sauce you put on salad. I looked it up for the definition's point, and that's the fact. I didn't include any other things I think that would be counted as a salad dressing because I felt like the spirit of it's a little different.
I don't immediately think of ranch as a salad dressing.
Exactly. It's primarily
ranch is like, yeah, chicken sauce. Wings or you could put on sandwiches. Everything.
Yeah, it's a dipping sauce or a topping on something other than salad in my brain.
But it comes in a salad dressing bottle typically.
Yes, that's true. It's 100% true, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's primarily more of a sauce used for things outside of salad, so that's where I kind of made the exception there.
Do we want to even just define sauce, right? Like,
it's too difficult.
It will be good.
So many things are like, there's a lot of things on here where you might not immediately think of it as a sauce, but it is a sauce by all technical standards. So we'll see when we get there. So ranch is going up against the number 5 seed, buffalo. Buffalo and ranch have been a good combo. Buffalo sauce, I think, is one of those things like you need to be in the right mood for it, maybe. But like, it is an elite sauce on wings. It is the wing sauce, and wings are one of the top tier foods there are. So had to include buffalo. So right now our matchup, Nick, is buffalo versus ranch.
Did you say buffalo is the sauce?
The sauce for wings.
Yeah.
What would you do instead? Like, you're doing like
hot.
Well, hot
was usually buffalo.
Yeah,
it's like buffalo is buffalo.
Oh, hot is a range of buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo is hot sauce and butter. And they
So if you add something else, it's not it anymore. I came in here feisty, boys.
So our first matchup, ranch versus buffalo. Owen, you get to go first.
Buffalo, easy. My gripe with ranch was going to be that I needed it to be with buffalo. So it made it easy that it's going up against buffalo.
Yeah, I figured they'd be a good matchup against each other since they kind of complement each other. Mm-hmm. Unless you pick blue cheese when there's waiter or waitress.
If I had to keep one, I'd keep buffalo. Yeah. Use it a lot.
Smokes?
This is hard. I associate them so much hand in hand. I will say I hate people who put ranch on their pizza.
I do.
Yeah.
There's a big... You hate those people or you do it?
I do it.
Well, yeah, all right. Yeah, I guess if you're from a place that doesn't
hate,
have...
You feel hatred
pizza.
Toward...
Yeah. I was going to say, that sounds like a West Virginia thing.
Yes, it's Ohio, West Virginia, Michigan,
anywhere
Indiana.
That doesn't have good pizza, like New York, I would never see a need to put ranch on pizza. But yes, I went into this podcast thinking of Nick as a friend, and now I hate him. I expect that will happen a lot during this sauce.
You don't like chicken bacon ranch pizza?
Yeah, but that's different.
That's meant for the ranch.
Right.
I understand.
Because they take away the tomato sauce.
I understand the gripe.
Freak in elementary school who takes the square slice of pizza.
I hated the milk freak in elementary school. He'd always put mix shit in his milk and chug it.
So people put that mix shit in your milk and then chugged it?
No. Nobody. I was never the milk kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ours was Greg Armstrong. Cheese.
Of course.
We called him.
Yeah.
I just imagine the character from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. There's a character Cheese.
Was there a character Cheese?
Yeah, the guy, he loves chocolate milk, which is ironic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you remember that guy?
I don't remember that guy. I just remember the guy with, like, one arm.
He was Wilt.
His name for Wilt Chamberlain.
He was, yeah. Tommy. Buffalo ranch.
And it's probably Buffalo's great, but too. I think ranch has more versatility. Buffalo, what else do you put on besides chicken, really? Buffalo sauce.
I put buffalo sauce on everything. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fair counterpoint.
I think there's just people like that, and I guess
I'm gonna go ranch because buffalo could be a little too spicy for my tummy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Not as versatile as ranch, which is actually like that's not a terrible point. Like, you can't put buffalo dressing on a salad, really, can you? Probably not.
Also, ranch on a salad doesn't.
Buffalo cauliflower
really,
is great.
It doesn't. That's not a salad much anymore.
No,
yeah. Cauliflower is really good.
GB?
For me, it's ranch. I like it more. I think it tastes better.
Mm-hmm. What do you put?
And it does have more versatility with like vegetables and.
Is ranch like a West Virginia thing? Do you put it on weird stuff?
No.
I don't think so.
But
it's way more accessible. It comes with everything. Like, here, it's like some places don't have
it. And I like the taste more.
Yeah. Okay. Nick?
It's ranch. Ranch makes celery good. And celery is just a cold tube that leaves hairs in your mouth.
Yeah.
And just if like that makes it worth it. It does.
Dude, I love celery because it's like a net zero nutritional thing.
It's a negative caloric. Yeah, it burns more calories eating
calories.
It.
I don't get the appeal then. Like,
it's a vessel
makes
for
you
ranch.
Feel kind of full.
Just go on a walk.
Yeah, just walk down the hallway.
All right, do I want two pieces of celery or should I stand?
So people in wheelchairs can stay in shape.
Yeah.
Can't exercise. They just eat celery.
Big T.
I can't believe I'm having to keep Buffalo on life support, but I have to. It's Buffalo.
It's Buffalo.
Thank you.
Jay? This is
definitely Buffalo. Owen made the great point that ranch is nothing without Buffalo sauce. With wings and stuff, I prefer blue cheese. I don't think ranch is that good. Ranch on pizzas, like, I see some of the appeal, but I don't like it. I do have flashbacks. I think the player was Sean Andrews. I think he was like a 300, like 40, 50 pound defensive tackle for the Eagles. And I remember when he got drafted, I think it was 2004, there was like that like highlight card. And they talked about how his favorite meal in college was two large pizzas with ranch dressing all over them.
Tastes good, I think.
I think
you do the ranch on pizza.
I'll just dip it in. It's not
like hot sauce on pizza. Buffalo
smothered.
Sauce. It's great.
Buffalo sauce. Yeah, I think the range of it, and you know, Tommy had the point that it only goes with chicken. I think cauliflower, shrimp. You can put buffalo sauce on a lot of things. It's just much less common. And then yeah, to the earlier point when Nick got in the room, like hot sauce, like. Hot wings are just a variety of buffalo sauce.
I don't think you can say that.
Definitely.
You're saying hot sauce is the same as buffalo sauce?
No. Like hot wings. Like if you go to a grocery store and go to the sauce aisle, you can get, you know, whatever it is, Texas Pete or whatever the brand you want to get. You can get buffalo sauce and you can get it in medium, hot, or like mild. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. It's been my palate. I never do those wings. I always do like the auxiliary flavors.
I'm a dry rub man.
Like a garlic parmesan guy?
Yes. Exactly.
I get a picture of that right now.
Yes.
You know what's kind of changing my mind a little bit in my head is the existence of Cool Ranch Doritos, because that's the ranch flavor. It doesn't count for the sauce's sake, but like I'm thinking in my brain, like I don't like ranch dressing that much. Like it's just, I don't like the flavor of it, but I do like Cool Ranch Doritos a lot. And that's just ranch.
But that's not the sauce. It's just
I think it is a regional thing. Like Gooch, like you're from Ohio. What is your take?
Yeah, I'm kind of mind blown right now. I did not realize this was a regional thing. I think ranch and pizza go great together.
I don't think ranch is a regional thing.
You don't think so?
I think
ranch is not a regional thing.
No, it's not like a regional thing to eat. It's a regional thing to
adore.
Yeah, I mean, enjoy it on everything.
It comes with like the French fries. It comes with
fries,
pickles.
Yeah.
You guys will go to a restaurant in West Virginia, say I want an order of fries, and they'll bring ranch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Not maybe automatically. That's not
like loaded fries with
out of the
some
norm at all. Yeah.
Loaded fries.
That's
come with ranch.
Different.
Okay.
I haven't even heard of that before. Ranch on top of like a loaded fries.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever dipped a fry in ranch.
And now I think this is a regional difference.
All right, well, Gooch, you get the tiebreaker, so I'm assuming you're going with ranch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with ranch. I think it goes great on everything.
Hell yes.
That's tough.
Hell yes.
Sickening in my brain because I love it. So
there's
I don't
love it. There I are substitutes.
I love popping
Buffalo.
Your New York fucking bubble. All of you.
But it's not even me. It's Big T.
Big T. That's the outlier.
No, you're one of them.
You guys are always in a bubble.
Take it back.
You're one of them. You're a coastal elite.
Take it back.
I think when you live here for, 2 years, you're officially part of the city? That's so you're a New Yorker now.
Absolutely not.
Blue State, Big T.
I'm forced to live in one. I do not participate in the culture.
All right, after Buffalo, now I guess ranch is our winner, which is I still can't believe that. I thought it would be a clean sweep.
I thought clean sweep ranch.
Out of shock.
And Buffalo was our 5 seed, by the way. Ranch is a 12.
Ranch was a 12?
Classic 5-12.
Yep. All right, so after that we have our number 4 seed. I feel very strongly about this one. Honey mustard. I love honey mustard so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's going up against number 13 seed, sweet and sour sauce, which is elite in the Chinese food subcategory or whatever.
Or like McDonald's now as well.
Yeah, also McDonald's. Yeah. They do pretty good too. So Stephen Shea, you get to go first. Honey mustard or sweet and sour?
Somewhat racist fact. In Paris, they call sweet and sour sauce oriental sauce.
Really?
I think that still plays as like an adverb to describe a thing.
Yeah, you can still get oriental chicken salads.
And rugs.
Yeah, an order from Oriental Trading, right?
Yeah. That's a good point. I think sweet and sour sauce is gross. I don't know why.
I knew it. He's the most anti-Asian.
I guess if you put it on like egg rolls, like kind of, but even that's not like a very delectable treat in my mind. The fact that it's offered with chicken nuggets is mind-blowing. There are so many better options, especially honey mustard. Shout out to Wendy's. Wendy's has the best honey mustard. I submitted Wendy's honey mustard specifically for that reason. So honey mustard by a country mile.
We had a bunch of differing opinions on Twitter about which fast food place has the best honey mustard, but we'll save that for later. Big T, honey mustard or sweet and sour?
So I've been doing some research as to whether or not Chick-fil-A's Polynesian sauce classifies as sweet and sour.
I better not.
I submitted that on its own.
Yeah, first. Polynesian sauce.
Okay. But even if it did, going up against honey mustard is a tough battle. So.
Yeah. Nick.
If you don't like honey mustard, I assume you have a room temp IQ. whatever. honey mustard is it's a classy ass sauce.
Yeah. It's sweet with a little bit of heat.
It's the perfect amount of viscosity.
It is.
Works well.
I like the ones that are more honey-ish than mustard-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I know exactly what. Why would I be lost in that?
Just make sure you simplify it.
Yeah, well, that was the McDonald's one. It was way more honey.
Down for me, brother.
JB.
Yeah, honey mustard. I think it rarely lets you down. Its hit rate is high, but it's underutilized.
Underutilized.
Although I love it on salads.
Those honey mustard pretzel bites.
Love it on sandwiches.
Hamana.
Snack right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I disagree, boys.
Sweet and sour is great, too.
I don't dislike honey mustard. I think it misses a lot. I think there is a lot of bad honey mustards out there. I think a good honey mustard is a top sauce, top elite sauce. Like you said, more of a honey one, especially you dip a good chicken tender in there.
Like it's dripping off real slow off that tender too.
Yankee Stadium, horrible honey mustard.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
pretty nice. Terrible barbecue too. Sauce also.
Yeah, like there's if you get the very standard, like maybe out of a bottle honey mustard, I think it misses a lot. There's this place, I don't know if you've ever been there, Owen, on Long Island.
Dom's Chicken.
Yeah. Dominic's?
Yeah, they bread the chicken in honey mustard.
No shit.
And also serve it with their homemade honey mustard
honey
that you dip
mustard
it in.
How far
it's
is that?
We could get there in 35.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll bring
worth
the trip Sunday if you want.
Yeah, I actually think it is genuinely worth the trip.
Don't tell me twice.
Take the train.
Your honey
it's
mustard.
Incredible.
It's the sauce I probably have the least, but when I have it, it hits. Yeah, it's like Christmas.
It is a bit like Christmas.
It's, it's kind of, more like a food based. It's like soup. I rarely have it.
I have soup every single day.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to the Christmas.
Yeah.
It is
like
to
compare
Christmas.
It to foods.
More like an Easter sauce. I don't know.
It's like a holiday. Yeah.
I'm realizing that sauce might be more important than actual food.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Especially because like none of us are eating the best foods. In
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
it was a bit appropriate. Yeah. I'm loading shit up with sauce, to your point. So it is more important than the food.
Good sauce can save a disgusting...
It can take a meal from a 4 to an 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, it can.
You overcook something...
That is the max.
Smother it, and it just turns it into a good meal. So, Tommy, you're going... So
I'm going honey mustard, but I'm letting people know there's a lot of bad honey mustards out there.
Owen, what would you have picked?
Same as Tommy, honey mustard.
Honey mustard.
I agree, there's a lot of misses. But it's the best.
Once I thought about that Dom's honey mustard, like if I had to pick one specific sauce,
yeah,
it's so good.
I'm going to have to try this out too.
It's almost like a glaze. Their honey mustard.
Vanilla-ish.
Vanilla icing.
Oh.
Opacity to it.
Yeah. My mom, who is Italian, used to call Mignola Guineola because there's so many Italians there.
That's like pretty offensive.
You say that?
I think you can.
But yeah, I'm Italian.
I'll give
who
him
has
a
license
pass.
To say
give
it other
than
me? I get a G pass. You word fast.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is our number 9 versus number 8. Our number 9 seed is Chipotle Mayo. Chipotle Mayo, so many people responded with it. Going up against number 8 seed. And this is where it gets a little bit dicey. I looked it up. The technical definition of it is that it's a sauce. It's salsa. Salsa is a sauce. Which is not something I didn't totally consider it at first, but it was responded with a bunch of times. And I looked it up.
I'll take it. It's in the same family. We can compare. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dipping sauce. Like you put it, you dip shit in.
I'm ready to get it the fuck out of here.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
That'd be my one.
Salsa are we talking about? Is it like Tostitos salsa?
Probably not. Like the fresh.
Yeah.
Because that's a completely different category.
That's like chunky.
That's a food.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm picturing a nice light salsa verde.
I'm thinking a piece picante medium jar that's shaped like a
beautiful woman,
like a woman's dress,
The curvature of a woman's.
Gotcha. Okay.
In the chest, you know what I'm saying?
A hint of lime.
There's also just straight liquid salsas.
Yeah, and those are like, are. Yeah. So it, the technical definition, it is a sauce. So, Owen, you get to go first, salsa versus chipotle mayo.
Salsa, I'm picturing a specific one, but yeah, like a liquid salsa verde that you could just pour on.
Mm-hmm. When you get like a good chips and salsa at the table too, love it.
What was the other one?
Chipotle mayo.
Yeah, very gluttonous condiment.
It is. Yeah, wow. It is.
Great description.
Like, you had to spring for the chipotle mayo. It wasn't enough. Now you got the fucking, yeah.
There's at Subway, have you ever had, was it the Southwest?
Chipotle Southwest?
Chipotle Southwest sauce?
Yeah.
I think, which is basically chipotle mayo.
Egg on my face. I get that every time I go.
Yeah, it's fucking good. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. It is. It's not as gooey.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a gluttonous son of a gun because I'm going chipotle mayo here. Salsa to me, it's just, I'm only eating it with chips. I mean, maybe I'll throw it on a chipotle bowl, I guess. But I mean, are we considering that salsa?
Yeah. Those ones are very salty.
I'm thinking the ones like chopped up tomatoes.
When they give you pico,
that's not what salsa is at all. You're describing one.
I actually agree. They shouldn't call that salsa chipotle, though.
They call it pico.
It's pico.
Salsa, you got, I don't know.
It's at the Mexican restaurant with the chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm going chipotle mayo. Chipotle mayo, sometimes if I see a sandwich on a menu or a burger or something that has chipotle mayo on it, it'll divert my attention right to it just because of the chipotle mayo.
I completely agree with that. KB?
Chipotle mayo.
Chipotle mayo.
Also, every time a restaurant has like a secret or special sauce, it's just a chipotle mayo.
Yeah, it's either that or like
variation.
It's Thousand Island dressing.
Or the ketchup.
Or, yeah, it's like it's mayo-based and then there's like a spicy other thing.
All right, Nick?
Mayo is better than chipotle mayo.
I think so.
Yeah. Jimmy John's mayo, whatever they're doing, it's just regular mayo. It's
really good. With the Jimmy John's.
Said that on BVA.
It's some sort of chemical reaction with the bread. It makes something magical. Yeah. But in this case, chipotle mayo just can't do it.
All right. That's another one for salsa then. We're tied up 2-2.
Oh, you said salsa.
Oh, I said salsa.
Oh, okay. I personally believe mayonnaise is served at the gates of hell. And this is Tommy said salsa only has chips. Well, it owns one of the most popular snack foods in the world.
I disagree.
Also,
dip, French onion dip.
I would rather have a guac, queso, but on the whole,
it's a jar in your fridge.
I think it's kind of boring.
Fuck you, dude.
I disagree.
You guys salsa. Are all, but there's so many types of salsas.
Yes.
We're all picturing
yeah,
one
I
type
know.
Of
I'm not a salsa guy. I'll just
be browsing at the Moe's salsa bar for hours.
You're thinking of that same
red
dude,
there's like six types and try them all and they're all
free.
Well, awesome.
We all have different taste buds and I don't do salsa.
I think both of these are great options, by the way. Like, I don't think either of these are bad.
Oh, heavens no.
Unless, I guess Big T does hate, Jack. You hate chipotle mayo?
I'm not a mayo guy, period.
You seem like you'd be
the
mayo guy.
It's because I'm white?
Well, I am as well, but it's just like a southern white man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not, it's not my thing.
Mm. Do you ever have what was it, Dale Earnhardt's meal?
It was bananas, mayo on white bread.
Yeah, Jesus bananas Christ. And mayo on white bread.
I haven't, but I've heard of that before.
That's foul.
You know people that have eaten that?
I've heard of it as like a southern thing, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, not Dale Earnhardt. I think it was Dale Earnhardt Jr., by the way. Yeah. Shout out to our World War II hero.
Yeah, Dale.
The Intimidator. All right, Stephen Che, we're 3-2 in favor of salsa.
So chipotle mayo is really versatile. Like, it can take the rotisserie chicken sandwich from Subway, which is very dry typically, and make it pretty good. It can also go on some like Asian foods and make them a little bit unique. But salsa is way
you
better.
Hate you.
But salsa is way better. It's just, yeah, the chips and dip when you start, the one caveat I would say is if we're talking about peach salsa, that shit sucks.
Oh, any believe that. Yeah.
Any fruit sneaking in is garbage.
Yeah, I don't like the mangoes. Mango.
How quickly does it devolve into a chutney?
Yeah, that is a straight up chutney. That's true.
Add a mango. That's brother. You're towing the chutney line.
Yeah. So which one are you going with?
Yeah,
Jay?
So salsa all the way.
All right.
Salsa's going to move on. I think
you're doing chutneys next week.
Chutneys.
So I discussed this list with Large before we did it, and we were going over. And we're like, we can make a just separate 16 seed bracket for each one of these individual items, basically, except for the ones that are like
they're derivatives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like chipotle mayo. Like you could do like all different aioli shit with that. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with salsa. Like we were just talking about. All right, now
chutney's kind of a beautiful name.
It is a great name. Yeah. And Chutney
Tarini?
One day.
Chutney Nap.
Not, I don't, not to me.
You don't think Ibs. Chutney?
Sounds like a war-torn foreign town.
You hate Nick and I.
Yeah, dude, you've been disagreeing for the sake of it.
No, this is not a debate that can be solved with intellect. It's just what you like more.
Chutney Bauer.
Chutney Bauer.
Chutney Scabelli's no.
No, oh, she would be buck teeth.
She'll be mine.
Chutney Roeder. Hmm? Yeah.
That works.
Chutney Trey, I like. That's Chutney. Like, that's a cornerback right there.
I was thinking a girl's name.
I mean, still be a cornerback. What's the laundry?
Chutney, I guess we can't really put a gender on the thing.
Yeah.
That's I like sort Chutney of Trey, an though. Ethereal blob, however it comes out.
All right, now we have our 1 seed versus our 16 seed. Our 1 seed is barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce. It
oh
is.
Oh
no!
Wow,
I'm glad overrated. What an overrated. Okay, to me,
I think barbecue sauce is one of the.
I borderline. It was one of the most borderline at times dislike. Yeah. Barbecue
is this?
Sauce.
Are these real takes?
Yeah, I think it's very overrated.
Now I did think ketchup was going to be the 1 seed. But
ketchup is. It's on here.
But, yeah, no, barbecue sauce is
I mean, look, it's great sauce. In if I'm having, like, true barbecue food, yes. Brisket.
On yes. Barbecue. Yes.
I don't want it. Yes. I don't dip nuggets. Wings, I don't want it on chicken wings. I don't want it in nuggets.
Exactly.
I want it on pizza.
Fries yeah. On a burger.
I want to wait.
Oh,
I want to wait.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to wait and have
so
my
many burgers.
I want to wait and have my barbecue sauce when I go to a good barbecue place yeah. And have barbecue food.
Uh-huh.
Like Tommy said, not on quesadillas, fucking anything
oh,
that you
kill
can
yourself.
On.
Oh, quesadillas. Because
then I'm just like, oh, this is a shitty version of a food I'm not having.
I will note that there is also different types of barbecue sauce that do suck, in my opinion. Like South Carolina barbecue sauce, where it's all vinegar.
That's the one I like.
Why? How could you like that one?
Over the sweet?
It's like 90% vinegar.
Meat shouldn't be sweet.
Oh, I could not disagree with you more. But that's going up against our 16 seed chain. We have a long chain.
Oh, Jesus.
Pretty long chain. And it starts off with Stephen Che's monster take.
Oh, boy.
He's been hyping up all this time. You guys, you may never believe it. Owen, you want to hear what it is?
He's out.
Yeah, Owen's out to do Son of a Boy Dad. The take that Stephen Che has been kind of hyping us up for this entire week and change, probably 3 weeks now, is that his number one sauce in the world is hoisin sauce.
Oh, that you put in pho? Don't you put that in pho?
You do put it in pho. Yeah,
I think it's like a
they packet. Of, they give you a packet of it.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know.
You've eaten hoisin sauce
probably.
Before.
It's not good.
It's essentially Asian barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like more or less. It's absolutely delicious. And I agree with Che. And that was the weird thing about this is that when I think we said this last week, I was like, Che's going to think this is a hot take. Whatever this hot take is going to be, in my opinion, is going to be a very regular take.
This is like, an underwhelm. This
yeah,
is underwhelm,
I've man. Been waiting yeah, weeks yeah. for this take, and it was just yeah. like
hoisin.
Yeah. Che sure likes
it,
a sauce
like
that
it's
no one's
good.
Heard of.
Yeah.
Hoisin sauce is very good. It's in like almost every okay. Chinese dish you've ever had, probably.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You might not know but.
It's the best by far. Like there isn't even a close second. And I like a lot of different sauces, but there you can put hoisin sauce on almost anything and it tastes great.
Mm-hmm. It is a delicious sauce. It's a great sauce.
I think I do know what this sauce is having looked at it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm having trouble
it's fine.
Tasting like picturing the taste.
I'm pretty sure this hoisin sauce in like General Tso's. Like,
it can't carry a dish. It can't carry a dish.
It is really
Ooh,
good. Though.
Hard disagree.
It can't turn a 4 into an 8 like Kyle said.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could turn a 2 into a 9.
What?
Oh.
Looking at the ingredients, and I love the ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it is
out. Soybeans, garlic, 5-spice, chilies, and sugar.
You do go Chinese, crazy for 5-spice.
Chinese 5-spice is delicious. It is like so aromatic, I think is the word I'm looking for there. But after that, we have the green sauce from Cuban restaurants specifically. That's another Che one, which I also agree. That's a great sauce. Chimichurri. Duck sauce, which I think out of all the Chinese like sauces that they give you, like the mustard and all that, I think duck sauce is the best. Tzatziki, blue cheese, garlic aioli, which like white sauce from Halal Bros, wherever, yeah. like that sort of sauce.
Like garlic aioli, and
it's not
sauce.
The white sauce.
Very no,
the white sauce is garlic.
Garlic
sauce.
Aioli is mayo.
I thought the white sauce would.
White sauce is more of like a
tzatziki, if anything.
Yeah.
It's, white sauce
I don't
is
think that
it's a yogurt sauce.
It's not a tzatziki.
Thing, but it's definitely not garlic aioli.
It's in the same ballpark.
So maybe just white.
Aioli.
Garlic.
Aioli is just
honey.
A fancy name for
mayo.
Mayo,
yeah.
Honey.
Well,
you
we'll get rid of.
Be thinking that.
And let's just do white sauce and boot garlic aioli then. Thai sweet chili sauce. which is delicious. Hot honey, which when I was talking, I had this higher up, but we were, I was talking to Large about it. He's like, not enough people know hot honey, but hot honey is absolutely amazing. Have you ever had it? Just spicy honey.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's similar to, it's like a, that's a Southern thing. That's a Nashville thing.
That on pizza. Hot honey on pizza. There's a place in Brooklyn that does it.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Emmy squared?
Yep.
Yeah. That slice is amazing.
Yep.
Damn, I might have to go try that. I'm going to start a note of all these things after.
There's one in Nashville, too, Big T.
Really?
No. Soy sauce.
Okay.
And lastly, yum yum sauce. So I'll run through the options.
Whoa.
You're a big yum yum boy?
Big yum yum boy.
Yum yum is like mostly mayo.
It's like the orange sauce you get at hibachi.
Yeah, it's good, but yeah, mayo.
Yeah. All right, so the list here is hoisin sauce, the green sauce from Cuban restaurants, chimichurri, duck sauce, tzatziki, blue cheese, white sauce, Thai sweet chili, hot honey, soy sauce, yum yum sauce. Stephen Shea, out of all those chain options, which one are you picking to go up against barbecue sauce?
So it sucks because I think two of these probably deserve their own seed, which was the green sauce from Cuban restaurants, which is incredible, and tzatziki sauce, which makes like gyros taste like a 9 out of 10 a lot of times. But undoubtedly, hoisin sauce is just on another level. Can go on anything.
Can it go on anything?
Yes.
Anything.
I've tried it on a lot of stuff. I put it on
like everything. What about pizza?
That might be a struggle with pizza.
Yeah, so I guess anything non-cheese based, just because cheese isn't really a Chinese thing, but like any chicken or meat or fish, it's fantastic.
Why is cheese not in a lot of Asian dishes? Is it a refrigeration thing?
Cows actually didn't migrate over to that area until.
Are Asians lactose intolerant?
Maybe by no.
I mean, I guess
Native Americans are lactose intolerant. That's like a thing.
I don't know.
My dad doesn't really like cheese, so.
All right, so confirmed.
Yeah, so he speaks for all of them.
Yeah, that was great stereotyping by Che. Yep. All right, so one for hoisin sauce out of all those options, Big T.
Hot honey. It's a great sauce. Thanks. I was pleased to see it added.
Nick?
I'm willing to say yum yum sauce is my number three sauce all time.
It's good.
One and two have not been said yet. But yum yum, the name speaks for itself.
It says it speaks for itself twice.
Yum yum.
KB.
I go crazy for blue cheese, so that's my answer.
Wow.
You crazy. Go crazy for
it
blue cheese?
It hits a different spot. I don't know why, but yeah.
You like it with the chunks in it or no?
Yeah.
I like the chunks.
I prefer blue cheese to ranch for wings.
What are you picking, Tommy?
But I'm going yum yum sauce. I'm with Nick. This was on my list.
That.
It was like pretty high up on my list. I love yum yum sauce. Mm-hmm. I had hibachi is this probably didn't make it, but also the ginger salad dressing at hibachi, mm-hmm. unbelievable. Yep. But I guess
it's ginger salad dressing,
yeah. But yum yum sauce it's the perfect sauce.
It's awesome. Like only that and ketchup works good for beef and chicken.
Huh.
I think ketchup is in yum yum.
There is ketchup in yum yum.
I think barbecue works well for both.
Hoisin sauce, fact.
I'm fine with yum yum advancing.
Yum yum is going to move through, and yum yum is playing up against barbecue sauce. And Tommy, you get
yum
to
yum sauce. I'm concerned about this. I said everything I can say about barbecue sauce. Yeah, if I'm in an elite barbecue restaurant in Memphis or San Antonio or something,
or Brooklyn,
give me that brisket and everything. But I think I hate it on a burger. Hate it on a burger. Hate it on pizza. Always buffalo wings over barbecue wings. There's nothing else I want barbecue on except barbecue food. Even barbecue chicken I don't like to dip into barbecue sauce. I actually think barbecue chicken you dip into mayonnaise is quite delicious. I don't know if anyone's ever
had
that. Cold leftover barbecue chicken the next day dipped in some mayonnaise is real good.
I never had mayonnaise in the house growing up. It's like a new thing to me. A college thing.
We're in it.
So I'm going yum yum sauce.
So you don't like
barbecue sauce the fuck out of
this.
What about like a barbecue chicken slice? I think those are pretty good.
Oh, bad. They're actually bad. So
I don't
you're
like
actually
it
wrong about that.
Yum yum.
You're going with the yum yum as well? Two for yum yum. Nick?
Barbecue's good at what it does. It's barbecue. But I would never pick it to dip my McNuggets in. I would never dip my fries in it. I would never
you're
put it on my burger.
Barbecue?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were as well.
Chill.
God.
Here comes the twist. I'm going yum yum.
Mm-hmm.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yum yum. Big T?
I'm abstaining from this. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I won't participate in this sham.
Here, for the sake of it, since Owen had a lead.
You could still tie it.
Yes. Here, for the sake of it, since Owen had a lead.
Only if we're given fake votes. No, no, no. I don't want.
Jack, do you never vote?
I usually don't vote. I usually arbitrate.
I've never noticed.
Me a while to realize.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, I was about to say, since Owen left, I'll vote for the rest of this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Episode of the bracket.
Okay, that's fair. Well, then I will participate in this farce.
And I'm voting for barbecue sauce. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I mean barbecue. This is gonna be a sham.
Come on, Che.
Jay, yum yum or barbecue?
Don't disown your culture.
So wait, sell me on yum yum sauce again?
Oh no,
really good.
It tastes good.
So this is the sauce that is at Hibachi that's in like
yes.
the little
yes
yeah the white orange shish. Is it white or
it's like a
creamsicle
color.
Colored?
Yeah.
You dip your steak. Oh, put on your fried rice. Oh,
yeah, it's good.
Fried rice.
Is this so? The sauces at Hibachi, is it this and the like hot mustard?
I don't remember hot mustard.
Yeah. Mustard.
It's usually that soy and
yum yum.
About
sauce.
It.
Because yeah, I think there's a brown sauce, but that's not yum yum, is it?
I think that's soy sauce. Oh,
this is a yellowish orange.
Yeah.
A light orange.
Actually, why am I doing this? Let me just Google a picture.
It does seem
only
to make more sense.
Way.
You've never had it, it sounds like.
Well, he might if he, like, when he sees it, he might understand it. But you out?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go. That a kid.
Barbecue sauce. And
Gooch.
It all comes down to the Gooch, man.
I had a really bad experience at a Hibachi restaurant.
Let's go. Let's go.
And I really feel like barbecue sauce is so versatile. There's so many different options. I got to go barbecue sauce.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can't do that to my culture.
We're back. We're back.
See? That's why you vote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to change as things presently or stood at the time.
Nate Silver had yum yum with an 88%
win. All right, so barbecue advances. Before we get to the second half of our bracket, let's talk really quick about Game Time. All right, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. I mentioned before, use them to see a Yankee game. Also going to be using them to go to a Lizzo concert. Might also use them to try and go to a Chargers game this year, because I want to experience SoFi pretty bad, actually. So make sure you check it out. Download the Game Time app. Go to the account tab to create a login and redeem code LCB. For $20 off your first purchase, terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Thank you to Game Time. All right, now we're moving into our 11 versus our 6 seed. This is where stuff gets a little bit dicey. Our 11 seed.
What are these other playing games, by the way?
You'll see.
All right, okay.
I'm still waiting for my number 1 and number 2 sauce.
Our 11 is pesto sauce.
Ugh.
You don't like pesto?
Hate it.
What type of fucking are you?
What type of are you?
A good one. I like red sauce. I like marinara. I'm not going to fuck.
Oh,
pesto.
Fuck.
Oh, a pesto chicken? Like a chicken cutlet?
We're talking about pesto pasta. Like
pesto pasta.
I don't like
awesome.
Pesto pasta either. I'd rather have red sauce.
Oh, I
gravy.
Could not disagree with you more. After that, they're going up against six seed, which is very hard to narrow this down. So I just gave it more of a generic sort of selection, I guess. Hot sauce. Just hot sauce of any kind. There's too many brands. There's too many types.
How's that a six?
It's you want it higher?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's pretty damn high.
The one, baby.
You'll see when we get further up. So hot sauce versus pesto. We'll start with you this time, Tommy.
I mean, I'll go. I don't love hot sauce either. Like I said, sometimes it's too hot. Sometimes it makes it unenjoyable. But I really dislike pesto, so I'll go hot sauce.
I can't believe you dislike pesto. Out of all the people in this room.
Honestly, I think the main reason might be at Fordham, we had this one of our food places, Cozy. Would serve these sandwiches that had pesto on it, and it was just so bad that it might have just ruined all of pesto.
You have to get different pesto.
Yeah.
Then a Fordham restaurant.
Hot sauce.
KB.
Yeah, pesto isn't beating hot sauce.
Two for hot sauce. Between these two, I really goddamn love pesto. I used to get, like, sneakily Costco has great pesto. Like, it makes no sense in my head, but, like, we got their pesto once, and I used it on everything. I put it on sandwiches, dip stuff in it. It was delicious. But hot sauce is too versatile. Hot sauce is too important to everything, so I feel like
hot sauce isn't important, and I don't like hot sauce people that have all these different times.
Me neither.
They put stuff on it. They got to get the fucking ghost pepper ones. It's... Hot sauce is the biggest downfall, that it's hot. and it's, I don't know, it's tastes, it's good on wings, and that's it. And sometimes those are too hot. I order medium wings.
Yeah.
But pesto on like pasta is fucking awesome. It's, I don't really like red sauce or Alfredo sauce. I would,
Alfredo's too rich for my blood now.
I go pesto. Yeah. So I'm going pesto. That on a cutlet.
Absolutely delicious. A big T, do I have to even ask?
Oh, no. I mean, hot sauce should be four. I guess it's not that. I guess it's there's not spots. That big of a thing. Yeah, no. That's there were a couple more sauces I thought afterwards that should be out of it. But yeah, hot sauce is an elite sauce.
Big. Sorry, Che?
Yeah, I mean, I like pesto, but going against all types of hot sauces is wild. Hot sauce as a just vertical dominates, I think. I have a hard time seeing how this is not going to win the whole thing.
Let's say we should determine which, for the bracket's sake, which hot sauce are we going to use as the picture?
Tabasco?
No, that's the classic hot sauce.
Tabasco's the classic. Sriracha? Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's probably.
Sriracha? Yeah, Frank's over.
Sriracha is not sriracha, a hot sauce. That's its own.
I love sriracha, but no.
If you think Frank's Red Hot. Sriracha is like obviously under the umbrella.
Is it?
Of hot sauce? Yeah.
Hot sauce is like way more liquidy.
Hot fish sauce, you know?
I think consistency is key when it comes to defining sauces.
Okay.
But that's just me.
I think Frank's Red Hot would be my pick if I had to pick one. Out of all of those, like there's like Louisiana, there's all
Cholula?
Yeah, Cholula.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Yeah, so which one do you think Frank's Red Hot?
Probably.
I guess.
Okay, after that, we have our 3 seed versus our...
Wait, quick honorable mention. Taco Bell fire sauce is an elite fast food sauce.
Yes, we will get to that.
Yeah. Oh,
in a way, we have our 3 seed versus our 14 seed. Our 3 seed is Chick-fil-A sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce was the most responded to with answer on Twitter, Instagram, everything. Chick-fil-A sauce is absolutely delicious. And then it is, in a sense, I think pretty versatile. Like I would dip anything in Chick-fil-A sauce, whatever that's worth.
But I usually only dip
in Chick-fil-A.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you would have to hoard it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I do have Chick-fil-A sauces in my cabinet at home. So
I don't have
this. Do that.
I don't have the
Chick-fil-A is hard to dip. Waffle fries aren't good for dipping.
I have a Chick-fil-A sauce thing that's almost like a big ass upside down ketchup bottle. Like
you can buy. You can buy those here.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. I bought it
in the South. They're all everywhere. But.
Yeah, I think I got it at Target, and they're in like.
I just always they give you shit ton of sauce. I take them home.
That's going up against our 14 seed. Now it's a play-in game. It's for people with sauce in their name. So this is like their more creative version of it. And that includes, but it's not limited to Sauce Gardner, which was replied to with a lot of the new Jets player.
Yeah.
Sauce Castillo, which is Nick. What the fuck is his last name? God damn it. The basketball player from
Stauskas.
Yeah. I was trying to think. I'm like, he was in the Kings at some point. He's on the 76ers. I forget which team took him. Yep. Sauce Castillo. Hot Sauce, the basketball player. That was
The N1 league?
The N1 league guy. Yeah. And then the horny dude that asks for the sauce when he sees a picture of a hot girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the sauce. They
the
want
sauce guy's like, give me the sauce. They want to know what the porn star's name.
Source.
Source, yeah.
They want link.
They want the source, but they say sauce.
Yes.
That's the code word for tell me who this hot woman is.
Never been that horny.
Yeah. So between those options, Stephen Che, what would you pick? The Sauce Gardener, Sauce Castillo hot sauce, or the horny dude asking for sauce?
This is tough because Sauce Gardner was so good in college last year and his preseason was even better. But I grew up being a big N1 mixtape guy, so it's hard to go against the guy Hot Sauce. He wasn't my favorite guy, but he was an innovator, so I got to go Hot Sauce.
One for the Hot Sauce.
One basketball player.
Big T.
We're just voting on the play-in right now,
the
right?
Play-in, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Hot Sauce. I just watched that documentary. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So him.
Nick?
I'm going to go Sauce Gardner. He wasn't even targeted in the preseason. That's wild. He wasn't thrown at.
That is
good.
Impressive. KB.
I'm not going the guy who asks for the sauce. I'm going for the actual sauce link, which is a lifesaver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I actually like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. When it's just a clip on Reddit, then the guy in the top comment is usually like the sauce link, and that is a hero.
Yeah.
That.
Guy who supplies the sauce. So
it's
the sauce supply.
Always a very risky link to click on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put the sauce supplier in for one vote. Tommy?
I'm going to go Sauce Castillo because I think it's the coolest name of any of it.
Definitely.
It was from Castillo. A caption or something? It was like a fucked up caption.
Captions.
Yeah. All right, so we are at one extra vote for hot sauce. I'll move hot sauce along as our play-in candidate versus Chick-fil-A sauce. So this probably is going to be a bloodbath, but hot sauce versus Chick-fil-A sauce. Stephen Che.
Wait.
The person.
Isn't it sauce? No. Or we're just automatically. No.
Hot sauce had two votes.
One.
Everyone else had one. And it's going up against our three. This is a playing.
Hot sauce the person.
Yeah, hot sauce the person.
I was getting confused with hot sauce. Like hot sauce.
Philip something, I forget. So hot sauce versus Chick-fil-A sauce. Stephen Che.
Yeah, I mean, Chick-fil-A sauce is good and it goes on like nuggets and stuff like that. But Chick-fil-A sauce has never embarrassed a guy in front of hundreds of people and then thrown a ball into a stand. So
it
I got
may have. I don't.
Yeah.
It's
definitely not.
What if you like? What if hot sauce slipped on a Chick-fil-A packet?
That would be gruesome.
Mm-hmm. You never know, Che.
A good partnership.
Yeah, big T.
Chick-fil-A sauce. I mean, what are we talking about?
Nick.
Chick-fil-A sauce, just because it's not my number one sauce at Chick-fil-A, but it's good.
Interesting. Okay.
I agree with that, actually.
I think if I had to pick between these two, I'd pick Chick-fil-A as well. KB.
Yeah, I'd love it. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I'm going Chick-fil-A sauce. I'd say Chick-fil-A sauce is the office of sauces, where it has gotten a little bit memed, where people almost make it a personality trait to love The Office, to talk about how much they love.
They're both Chick-fil-A
sauce,
yeah.
But
wrong.
Both
cane sauce.
Yeah, it's not known enough. I'm trying to try cane sauce. That all that being said, as annoying as those people are, The Office is still a very funny show, and Chick-fil-A sauce is still delicious.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually
pretty... Analogy of the podcast.
That was an astute eye.
Thank you.
This actually makes it funny because now Chick-fil-A is going to play hot sauce again in the next round. All right, next up, we have a number 10 seed. We could narrow this down to a different one. So mustard would be the option here. I said specifically yellow mustard because I feel like it's the most... most beloved, I guess, out of all the but I don't know. I'm very open to stone ground ones.
A hot dog, I want yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Sandwich, I want
Dijon rules, and you can use it as a base for anything else you need. Like, if I had to pick any mustard for myself, it would be Dijon, but I figured yellow mustard was the most universally liked. What do you guys, if you had to pick one mustard out of here,
Dijon, I think so too.
I feel like yellow mustard.
I feel like it should encapsulate all mustards. Yeah, if we did barbecue sauce,
we've already had honey mustard be its own thing.
Yeah, true.
That's fair.
Honey mustard isn't a mustard.
Yeah, it's kind of. I feel like it's a separate entity from.
It is.
Yeah. Too low mustard seed parts per million.
Yeah,
it's like the Frasier to Cheers.
I doubt it's going to win. Who's it playing?
So mustard is. We'll just say mustard then. I like that. We'll just stick with the more broad version. Mustard up against the number 7 seed. Marinara sauce.
Oh, well,
here's your boy.
Didn't matter anyway.
Here's your boy, Tommy.
Here we go. Great. So gravy?
Shut up.
Oh, so you mean gravy. Sorry, I got confused there. yeah, I mean, if we're talking authentic red marinara sauce, none of this ragu, prego shit. Like, now, I will say I am incredibly particular with marinara sauce. Like, there is a ton of bad marinara sauce. Like, that's what makes a lot of pizza bad, not in the Northeast. If a chicken parmesan, people who get chicken parmesan at like bagel shops or shitty delis in New York should kill themselves. But if we're talking Minona's or you know, an Italian restaurant, marinara sauce, easy, send through the gravy.
One for marinara,
not a nod.
I've never understood the marinara craze, but it's better than mustard, in my opinion.
What do you, can you elaborate on
like,
that?
I don't think it, like a mozzarella stick, the default marinara. I don't think
it's a thousand
that,
times better.
I don't think it's that good. I think I would rather dip it in something else.
What would you dip a mozzarella stick in?
I don't like marinara that much.
I think mozzarella sticks often come with bad marinara sauce.
That might be it. I don't have good ones.
It's like every restaurant that has a frying, whatever, a fry. What the fuck would you call it?
A fryer?
Fryer, yeah. That's any restaurant that has
dancing
a fryer.
We also, mozzarella stick, shit appetizer, in my opinion.
Yes. I always choke on them. My mom doesn't let me get them.
Too much shit.
I don't chew through the cheese, so I end up like fishing for myself, trying to survive.
I choked on one.
Can't do French onion soup either, I assume?
Yep. Can't do French onion soup.
I choked on a
onions make me burp.
Stick.
Can't have them.
I choked on a mozzarella stick at a Friendly's. And like they had a waiter had to come out and like
he probably does it every
yeah,
day.
See, like I would never have marinara sauce at a Friendly's.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I was like 5 years old. I don't know if I had a palate expanded enough. For it,
clearly, no.
All right, so that's two for marinara. Between these two, I think mustard is more versatile than marinara, but like I think in the spirit of what Tommy's saying, like a really good marinara is better than any mustard, in my at least to me. Nick.
Mustard. Every day kindergarten to eighth grade, I had a mustard sandwich on a sesame bun.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. Mustard on bread.
You're just devaluing every vote that you will have in the future.
I have an odd palate.
Yeah.
Yellow mustard?
Yeah.
Like slice of bread, yellow mustard on another slice of bread.
Sesame bun.
I don't even understand. How this, wait, who is it that did this? Was it KFC?
I've brought this up before.
You have.
Was it KFC that shocking. Did like mustard on a bagel?
With oh, that was Bailey Carlin. He got me on that wave because bagels are like the same consistency as a pretzel. Dipping a soft pretzel in mustard, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he dipped it in the. Okay. All right. That's not as crazy as I originally thought. Big T.
Marinara. I mean, it's critical to. It's part of pizza, which is one of the all-time foods.
Yep.
My mind also immediately went to Mott's sticks, an elite appetizer, contrary to what other people on the show might tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, marinara.
Marinara. Is the marinara in the South good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Is everything in the South good?
I mean, I don't think everything anywhere is good.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to trap him into something there.
Okay.
10% rule. 10% everything's bad.
Why?
This one's tough. I do have a deep connection with mustard.
What?
As one does.
Please expand.
It's not deep. It can't be.
Yeah.
It can't be so deep.
When I was in, I believe, kindergarten, my aunt was babysitting me for the day, just me. And it was a very hot day, and her air conditioning in her car was broken. So she had to go to the DMV for something.
Wait, can we pause? Does anyone have any prediction of where?
Zero.
Idea.
None.
I have
zero.
No idea where this is going.
Go on.
So she had to go to the DMV, and she took me. And we were in the DMV line for probably like 2 hours. In a very
still don't
hot,
know.
Probably, it was probably 90-something degrees out.
Still
and
don't know.
As a kid, you get hungry.
Have an idea.
And a little bit uncontrollable. So... I was complaining. I was very hungry. We were in this line full of cars. It was like kind of a drive-through type deal.
It was just at like a McDonald's.
What is
the
this?
The only thing she had in her car
is your deep connection to mustard is that you ate it.
Desperation. It was like the onions and holes.
Not just that, but the only things that she had in her car were peppermint lifesavers and mustard. And no. I had peppermint lifesavers and mustard.
It's like
sandwich.
The Sopranos pineapple episode. They'd eat old
like
ketchup.
95-degree weather.
Wait, did you just say sandwich?
Hold on.
You didn't say there was bread.
No, he made
there's
his.
No bread.
You put the mustard in peppermint.
Oh!
Why wouldn't you just have one at a time?
This is. Yeah.
I was an innovator. Ahead of my time, some might say.
I feel like the lifesavers sans the mustard would have done just as well.
Yeah. Or vice versa, even.
Yeah.
I needed more sustenance, so technically mustard has helped keep me alive today, so I'll return the favor by voting mustard.
Another one for mustard. Wait, so this is kind of like your thing. What are those crackers you eat?
Double Ritz.
Double Ritz.
It's not my thing, but yeah.
It's got it's
made it
like
thing.
That. It was,
Marinara won already, right?
Marinara did win. All right. Yeah. It's moving on, and it is going to play the winner of our next matchup, which is number 2 seed, ketchup. And this is where you guys were looking. You're like, why isn't ketchup number 1? Ketchup's number 2. So
it's wrong, but fair.
Here's what I'll also say. Like ketchup is a component of what, in my opinion, is a superior sauce in barbecue sauce. Like barbecue sauce is made of.
That's
like,
fair. I mean, I love barbecue sauce. So
yeah. But I'm saying, that's what I mean. It's like.
I mean, ketchup. All-time number 1 condiment.
It's debatable, which is why we're debating it. And that's going up against number 15 seed, which is a fast food sauce play-in. So it's a play-in of specific.
See, you gave the 1 and 2. You put the 1 and 2 in the group of death. This is...
just wait, because they're not the only one not included in this is Chick-fil-A sauce, because I thought that deserved a separate selection.
I know. Polly's going to be in there.
Very first one. Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
This is horseshit. You fucked this up. You fucked this up.
After that, Big Mac sauce.
Big Mac sauce.
Oh my
That's
God.
Thousand Island.
After that.
I love Big Mac.
So good. Yeah.
Burger King zesty sauce.
I don't remember that.
Never heard of it.
I think you included it. It is amazing. It's
good.
Incredible.
Good for their onion rings.
It's very similar to Yum Yum sauce in
okay.
ways. Yeah. It's actually, I think, my just literally.
This isn't a sauce, but have you ever gotten a Zap Pack from Little Caesars? A little pack of powder you can put on the pizza. You can ask for a Zap Pack.
No.
And it makes it very good. You know Zap Packs, Gooch?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait, what is in the packet?
Zap?
It's like a seasoning.
Little Caesars, if you get an actual hot, fresh pizza, not a bad pie.
Not a bad pie.
Or the deep fried is, or yeah, that's
deep
good.
Dish.
Deep dish.
Deep
dish.
Yeah,
dish.
No, they, you fat fuck, a deep fried pizza.
Yeah, you ever see that meme with the guy when he's like on the phone, he's like, Little Caesars tastes so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear complaining that it's nasty. Yeah. All right, so after Burger King Zesty Sauce, Taco Bell Fire Sauce. So there's
what we're talking about. This is a tough before, group. Jay.
And then cane sauce.
Wow.
You've fucked this up precipitously.
That's what I was saying, where all these could get their own separate bracket. Like, we could have done a bracket of fast food sauces, which is what we're doing a mini one sort of here to see who goes up against ketchup. If you have any other fast food sauces you guys want to add to this list.
I would throw Zach sauce in there, which Zach basically sauce, just sure. is cane sauce, but better.
I think I was the only person.
What?
Wrong.
What is it?
Wrong.
It's the same sauce. But
from where?
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's,
I
like, in West Virginia? They make it up that far?
I don't. I've never. No.
I liked Wendy's awesome sauce. I think I was the only person in the world that ate it because it got discontinued. I don't know why. It was like their take on a signature sauce, but that's what I prefer to dip their chicken nuggets into. I mean, it's going to get, in my mind, walloped by Big Mac sauce. Big Mac sauce is elite, so I don't need any on here.
Okay, so again, we'll just give. So that's going to be our plan options. Any other fast food sauces to add?
What's the fast food chain that's like in Texas? That's
Whataburger.
That's like specialty
spicy ketchup.
Yeah,
we could do Whataburger spicy ketchup.
This is to go against ketchup.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I threw one in there.
What's the point?
Jay,
I think a couple of these.
Oh, these are. Yeah. I don't believe that people actually love ketchup.
No, but ketchup is just ones. Is it's, the.
That's because it was planted that way.
Yeah,
you actually like the taste more than like some of these.
It's
others.
Just gotten you out of part, the toughest of times.
But ketchup is also a component of some of these sauces, which are superior.
I'll save my takes for. All right.
Also, I've heard the word versatile used a lot in here. Ketchup goes on anything,
and it doesn't. Makes most things worse.
No.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
I would save it. When I was a kid, I would put ketchup on.
Notice that me and Kyle are very
pizza?
Similar.
Yeah. I would take a frozen pizza and put ketchup on it.
Ugh.
I wouldn't do it as an adult. I did this as a child.
All right. So, Stephen Shea, you go first. Big Mac sauce, Chick-fil-A Polynesian, Burger King Zesty sauce, Taco Bell Fire sauce, cane sauce, Zach sauce, and Whataburger spicy ketchup. Which one stands out for you?
It's got to be. I'm not going to play a numbers game here. I'm going to play, stay true to myself, and it's Taco Bell Fire Sauce. That stuff goes on everything. Every time I go to Taco Bell, I get several extra just to bring home so I can put it on other stuff later. It's the perfect amount of hot. Diablo sauce is a little bit too hot, but Fire Sauce is just perfectly spicy enough. They just nailed it with the food science of that. So Taco Bell Fire Sauce.
One for Taco Bell Fire Sauce. Big T.
I feel like I got to go Polynesian here. It's a great sauce. I think if it makes it through, I'm going to have a hell of a time. Polynesian.
One for Polynesian.
I'm going Polynesian. I love it. Fuck. There's a lot of other really good sauces on here, but I also want to see Big T in a moral quandary.
Yeah. I think out of these, I haven't had Cane's or Zach sauce before. People rave about it, but I never had it. Spicy ketchup. I've had not Whataburger spicy ketchup and I liked it. Burger King Zesty Sauce is the only one up for me against Polynesian. I'll pick Polynesian.
Yeah. Cane's is my favorite, so that.
Well, Cane's sauce is awesome.
Yeah. Big Mac is good.
Put that on a five seat. It's great, but yeah, Cane's is my favorite.
You got a side of it to dip your fries in.
So you would have picked Big Mac sauce?
Easily. One of
it
my
was
favorite
tough.
Sauces.
It was tough.
I think it was the first one on my list that I sent you.
All right.
My one or two has not been here yet.
Tartar.
So what, tartar's so my one.
Polynesian sauce?
I did have tartar sauce on the.
And then A1 is my two.
Nah. A1, that's a tough one. It's good for like one thing.
Just trying to open up to you guys is all.
Yeah.
Have you guys had the creamy sriracha at Wendy's?
Yeah. I don't think it's very good. But very good.
I do think it deserves a shout out.
I don't go to Wendy's nearly enough.
It's their best.
McDonald's is my go to when I get fast food.
I have a literal bottle of creamy sriracha in my fridge. It's so goddamn good. But it follows too specific. All right. So, Tommy, you get to go first in the actual matchup, the Polynesian sauce versus ketchup.
Let me tell you something about ketchup.
Yeah.
I'll dip my fries in ketchup, and that's it. Onion rings, maybe. I don't like it. I hate it on burgers. I hate it on hot dogs. I hate dipping chicken nuggets or any type of chicken into it. For me, ketchup is a one-trick pony. It's strictly for fries, maybe onion rings. It's fine. it's not like a great taste. You can't look me in the
thank
eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a ketchup pureed tomato. It's watery
baby.
Tomato.
Chill, baby boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it tastes great. I think we've just been indoctrinated into
it. We'll get our time.
Would you rather dip your finger in ketchup and taste it or in like any other sauce almost we've said today?
Exactly.
I mean, there are other sauces that are, but this is the mainstay sauce. This is the sauce.
For what good reason? Oh, just because people tell us that?
Because
we should
yes.
You're, okay.
Sheep.
Yeah, you're,
sheep.
Oh, are you a sheep?
This is
sheep,
this is sheep talk.
Oh, no.
Sheep talk.
That's a lot of Biden voters in here. Listen, you think ketchup tastes bad?
I think it's right down the middle. Mm.
I'll say I think it's bad. I remove it from a burger. If a burger comes with ketchup, I say no ketchup.
I think that's crazy.
Ketchup is the apple product of sauce. No, you're just saying it's iconic. It's the Coca-Cola. We're arguing taste. We're talking how good it tastes.
See, something doesn't get to that level if it doesn't.
We go into every episode very different here. I love the cultural impact.
Okay, we have different voting metrics.
Yeah, I'm not voting on cultural impact.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce is really good. Mm. I would objectively rather dip my tongue in Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce than in ketchup.
Okay, KB.
Yeah, the same exact take. I don't know why it's the default on burgers, hot dogs, or those two, but yeah.
Fries.
Polynesian.
Potato products.
Those are the biggest foods in America.
Steak.
Yeah, they're well-done steak. Well-done steak.
I think between
I like it on eggs.
I do ketchup
on
eggs.
I was actually going
to. Oh, I don't do it on eggs. That's the only time I really like hot sauce.
It took me a minute to get to the point where I put ketchup on eggs or bacon, egg, and cheese or whatever. But then when I did, I rest.
Oh, there's
on a bacon, egg, and cheese. It is good. Yeah.
No, so I hate it on a bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm afraid I like salt and pepper. And whenever I order, I say bacon, egg, and cheese, salt and pepper. And sometimes I'm afraid that because so many people just say salt, pepper, ketchup.
But
if I just say salt and pepper, they'll assume ketchup too. But I'll throw it out. I hate ketchup.
How do you love marinara and hate ketchup so much?
Because marinara is a better. It's different things.
He immediately went to the Italian motion.
He did.
To try and show us.
You wouldn't get it.
Totally.
Okay, so for me, between ketchup and Polynesian, ketchup is... I agree with a lot of what they're saying, where it's like... I think of it as a savior for foods that might not be good without ketchup. Like, I think of it as, like, I might not like most fries if it wasn't for ketchup to dip them in, or other potato products, or certain other things. But, like... Now, I would rather dip all of those things in Polynesian sauce.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If I had to have a choice between the two. So I'll pick Polynesian. Nick, you're up.
I don't know if I've said it, but you guys all know it. I'm my mom's special boy. And so when I go home, every time I go home, I could have whatever meal I want. We can go out for steaks. We can go out for this. I ask for shake and bake chicken and ketchup. And it is, I love ketchup. It's so versatile. It's so, it's a cultural impact. The uproar when it stopped being Heinz Field.
Yeah, that's.
I was leading the charge.
It makes mustard too.
It's ketchup. It's Heinz ketchup, dude. Versatility, cultural impact. It's a mainstay for years to come. It will be around. Our great grandchildren will only hear stories about Polynesian sauce while they're eating ketchup. Ketchup.
Big T.
I was going back and forth in my mind because Polynesian sauce is delicious. And then I hear this slander of ketchup, the all-time goat condiment still yet to be knocked off its perch. And now I feel like I have to go defend ketchup.
Yeah.
Right, I'll get it out of here next round.
Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it the fuck out of here.
You're not going against Chick-fil-A, which is very surprising.
You're just delaying the inevitable.
Polynesian sauce is awesome. It's a top-tier sauce, but it's going up against the goat that is now being disrespected.
What would you rather dip a Chick-fil-A tender into, ketchup or Polynesian sauce? When you order...
If you could only have one sauce in your house and you had all these foods, wouldn't you rather have ketchup than Polynesian?
No.
You get tired of Polynesian quick. No sauce can do what ketchup did.
I only eat ketchup with fries. I'll figure something else out.
All right, Stephen Che, you're either going to send on Polynesian or tie it up.
I feel like ketchup's versatility is being talked about a lot, but I feel like it is a classic, like, jack of all trades, master of none. Like, it's good with fries. And people start to, you know, put it on other stuff, but you can't find, like, a consensus that it's great on eggs. You can't find a consensus that it's great on burgers. You can't find a consensus
that's untrue.
That it's great on hot dogs. Chicago kicked it out of the hot dog altogether. So, I think ketchup is wildly overrated.
Yep.
definitely not a one or two seed. I think it. I think it's fine, and I think it's good for its purpose. Yeah. But I would take almost anything that we've listed on this.
I get legitimately mad at this podcast every week.
We were ranking huge.
If we were ranking every sauce we mentioned from every play-in game today, ketchup's probably bottom three.
Wow.
Correct.
Yes. Fight him right now.
And that's not a knock on ketchup.
No.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But everything else is fine. Better.
It's a cute little condiment.
Move on, Ken Jack.
All right, so the winner is Polynesian sauce. Now we're going to move into our playoffs. First up.
Now I'm going to be voting. I'm going to be voting for Polynesian. It's going to be like the Ted Cruz phone banking for Trump.
Yeah. ranch dressing is going up against honey mustard.
Ooh. Whoa.
The big one, Stephen Che, honey mustard or ranch?
Honey mustard, not even close. Ranch, ranch isn't singularly better on a single food than blue cheese, whereas honey mustard is superior to all the other mustards, in my opinion. So honey mustard reigns supreme in this matchup just because it dominates its own category.
All right, Big T.
Honey mustard. Ranch is yucky.
Ranch is yucky. Interesting.
Ranch, it's not yucky.
Yeah.
Quite good.
It's a great counterpoint, KB.
Yeah. Ranch in two overtimes.
Ranch in two?
Oh, close.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree.
It's close. I'm going ranch, too. I think you're more likely to get a bad honey mustard than a bad ranch.
That's its downfall.
Mm. Yep. All right. Well, between these two, I would pick honey mustard. So the Gooch man, you get to break it. Honey mustard or ranch?
Fuck. Let's go ranch. Yes. Actually, you know what? Not even, God no thought. It. It's definitely ranch.
Yes.
Okay. Also, can we just call you Robbie?
Yeah. Why don't we just call you by your
name? Just be, your,
wait,
be yourself.
What?
Call me whatever you want to call me, as long as you call me.
Yeah, that's a good one. Next up, we have barbecue versus salsa, which sounds like a disgusting combination in my head.
It would be.
Tommy, barbecue or salsa?
These are two I voted against. Damn. I mean, barbecue, salsa I only have with barbecue food, and salsa I really only have with chips. But if you told me one where it's getting taken out of existence, I could find other stuff to dip my chips in. Brisket and ribs and all that with no barbecue sauce would be tough, so I'll go barbecue sauce, but I'm not happy about it.
One with barbecue sauce, reluctantly, KB.
Yeah, this is like UConn, Central Connecticut State. Barbecue.
Two for barbecue. I will vote barbecue as well between these two.
Let's end it.
Barbecue sauce can move on. What would you pick, Big T? Barbecue. Jay?
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
This is March Madness. Barbecue that was like the 10 p.m. tip on the
Saturday
night. So
watch that shit.
Now we got barbecue versus ranch.
I like this.
Stephen Che.
These are blue bloods.
Going to the finals. Barbecue versus ranch. Who are you picking?
This is for the finals?
To go into the finals.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still disappointing. Barbecue sauce. Shout out Nick Mangold.
Shout out Nick. His barbecue sauce
barbecue
is
sauce
awesome.
Is very good.
Mangold 74 barbecue sauce. Yes, very good.
Whole Foods has had a sale on ribs the last like 2 months, and I put it on it and made it in the oven. It was amazing.
You would shop at Whole Foods?
Closest supermarket to me that isn't
fucking
Brooklyn Fair.
Surrounded,
charges
big
why you would, yeah.
$5 trillion at Brooklyn Fair or Christie's. Big T.
Barbecue
sucks.
Sauce. I don't like
it's terrible.
Christie's
it's the worst
is the worst
ever.
Establishment in New York.
It is a fucking abomination.
What a depressing shithole.
Supermarket. Fuck Christie's.
Odorous. Yeah. Filthy.
Disgusting shithole. They cost.
I would say all grocery stores in New York.
Yeah, they're bad, but Gristiti's.
They're tiny.
The one down the street a few blocks. Oh.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh.
That was
on 8th,
It is it is despicable.
The clientele.
Despicable establishment.
I'm an Amazon Fresh guy. I don't go to grocery.
She's essentially Whole Foods.
You ever just pop in and get like,
a
couple things?
Guy. Order my dinner.
Order every meal you have. Sorry, so Big T, barbecue or ranch?
Barbecue. I don't like people. People are talking down on barbecue. It's our one seed for a reason. It's an elite sauce. Contrary to what Tommy says, chicken, great with barbecue sauce.
It's good on everything.
There are some burgers with which barbecue sauce pairs very nicely.
Like, rodeo burger.
Yeah, nice
rodeo
Southwest, burgers. You know, throw some onion strips.
Yeah, you're right. I was a little hard on it.
Some bacon on there. Barbecue sauce is elite. It deserves a spot in the finals.
Barbecue or ranch, Nick?
It's ranch. Mm-hmm. A ranch, I think, should have been the one seed.
Yeah, I'm like
so
embarrassed
funny.
About ranch. Yeah, I love ranch. Yeah, I think ranch.
Ranch. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I love it.
I'm going ranch too.
Whoa,
yep.
All right. Well, I'm picking barbecue. So Gooch man again, Barbecue versus
ranch. We got an Ohio boy. Move it on. Yeah. Move it on.
Shout out the Midwest.
Yeah, baby.
I can't
believe. Live from Hidden Valley.
I can't believe Ranch made it. I thought it was going to be out so fast. I almost didn't include it at all.
Spend one day in the Midwest and you'll change your
it's on everything.
This is a sham.
I agree. Chick-fil-A versus hot sauce now. Tommy.
Okay.
Sauce.
I'll go Chick-fil-A sauce. Hot sauce can just be, it can be uncomfortable. If it's too hot, it can be a bad eating experience. Chick-fil-A sauce, it's really good. So I'm going Chick-fil-A sauce.
Maybe.
Yeah, same.
Chick-fil-A sauce has two. I'll make it three. I get more enjoyment out. I might get more consistent enjoyment across different foods with hot sauce, but the highs of Chick-fil-A are higher than any high I get out of any hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't have Chick-fil-A sauce very often, but it's like the Christmas of sauces, boys.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, let's move it on.
Big T?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, Jay.
Doesn't matter.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Well, I wanted to see if we had at least one dissenting vote for that. So,
I think if it was like a whole consensus poll, I think hot sauce might win.
Yeah. Between
not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the magic of this. It's just us.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we have Polynesian sauce versus marinara sauce. Stephen Shea.
Every sauce I vote for loses, which sucks. So I don't like the way the bracket's shaping up right now, but I agree that it's a majority and I'll live with that. So, geez. Marinara sauce, I guess.
You're not a Polynesian sauce guy?
It's all right.
Not a marinara guy either, though?
After that against ketchup, like...
Where did all the good sauces go?
How did this happen?
How is this happening? Yeah.
Big T.
This one's tough, but marinara. It owns pizza, which... Mm-hmm. At this point, with the things that are left, it should win.
One of life's most simple pleasures, one of the most simple inventions, is the breadstick in marinara. It's fantastic. The Papa John's real cocky breadsticks, dipping those in the cup. It's overflowing. Marinara.
I think between these two, it's hard because, almost like Tommy was saying before, there are so many bad marinara sauces.
So many.
Like, so many are bad. Like, disgusting. And, like, almost like... ketchup adjacent in a way. Yeah. And like,
and I mean, isn't that telling that you just compared really bad marinara sauce to ketchup?
But like with ketchup, I knew what I want. Like, I'm not trying to get pasta with fucking ketchup.
Yeah.
On it,
yeah. It's
I mean?
Like when you order a Coke and they accidentally give you root beer.
Yeah.
It's first shock. I don't dislike root beer, but it's quite the scare.
Yeah.
That happened often.
What's happened to me a handful of times.
What's the quote? I ordered some spaghetti with marinara sauce and got egg noodles and ketchup.
Yes. Fuck, what? I thought that was from... Oh, and no, that's also a line in Jarhead that's like that. All right, so I'm going to vote for Polynesian sauce because I think Polynesian sauce is consistently always great, and it is relatively versatile if you want to put on a lot of different things. And marinara is just so hit or miss. It's crazy. KB.
Is that true? I keep hearing y'all say that. I don't know that that's
true. I've never had a repulsive marinara.
I don't know that I agree with
get
that.
Get like a bottle of Ragu, like you'll be like, what the
fuck? That's pasta sauce. That's spaghetti sauce.
I'm saying
that's
marinara sauce.
That's what marinara sauce is.
Is it the same?
I don't think it's the same.
I don't think it's the same.
I think that's a difference.
Yeah.
What?
I'm picturing two different things.
I sure am.
That tastes different than...
If I opened that up and dipped a mozzarella stick in it, it would not taste the same.
Yeah.
I don't think you would be that shocked by how different the taste
marinara is. Marinara sauce is marinara sauce. That's what spaghetti comes in. That's what you put on pizza.
Ragu's marinara sauce? Prego is marinara sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding.
I don't know. I don't eat that jar of shit. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
It's the marinara sauce I'm thinking of is the Sunday gravy. It's meatballs or bacon in it. It's going over spaghetti, which I guess, I mean, yeah, that is a sauce. Like, we didn't have turkey gravy on here. Au jus. Could have used au jus.
Yeah, but pasta sauce is like sauce. Like pasta sauce.
Right, it's quite literally sauce, but it's not a condiment.
Yeah.
I don't like necessarily marinara sauce always as a condiment. I like it as a sauce.
Prego is not marinara sauce. Prego even sells Prego traditional and Prego marinara.
Well, it's all garbage. Whatever.
It's all bad. That's what I'm saying.
Like, right, but those aren't the same thing.
Those are both bad. And like, there's just so many hit or miss between marinara sauces. So like, that's where I landed on it. But, KB.
Marinara against Polynesian?
Yeah.
Utah, Boise State. I'll go Polynesian.
Polynesian. Two votes. You can either tie it up, Tommy, or you can...
Cento marinara. There but again, go. I'm thinking good marinara sauce.
Yeah.
You've hammered that home.
Yeah.
So marinara versus Chick-fil-A sauce now. Tommy.
La salsa marinara è deliciosa e decisamente migliore. I just slipped into Italian. I was reading off Google Translate. I just did that.
Dude, actually, sometimes you just slip into it and I don't even tell you.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so I figured. This is tough because now I am almost starting to think, am I having the wrong impression of marinara sauce? Like,
you don't get to switch up now.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Talking shit on it. Yeah. I think if ketchup had made it to now, you'd be like, oh, maybe ketchup's good.
No, I would never think that. I have taste. I'll go marinara sauce here because pizza.
All right, one for marinara sauce, KB.
Chick-fil-A.
I'll stick with my guns from the last time, and I'll go Chick-fil-A as well.
Marinara.
Two for marinara.
One T.
Tied up, big T.
This is really hard.
You're like the number one Chick-fil-A guy in the office, which makes this a little surprising.
Right.
No close second. Maybe Brandon?
They both own a just top tier staple. One owns pizza, one owns Chick-fil-A, the greatest establishment in the world.
I know what you want. Say it. Don't say it.
I think the fact that I want to say marinara, but I feel like I shouldn't because I love Chick-fil-A so much. But I think the fact that I want to say marinara in relation to Chick-fil-A means it should be marinara.
All right, marinara. Shay, you can tie it up or send it home.
Giovanni Bernal. Oh,
no. Oh, damn it.
That's the first time it's ever caught me off guard.
Wow.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. That may, on its own, may have just swung marinara into being the favorite for this bracket in a finals matchup, which is between marinara and ranch.
I don't know how we got here.
This is a wild finals matchup. I don't know.
I don't know what we
I can't believe it's the finals. I cannot believe it.
I don't know what the fuck
we did. Marinara versus ranch is the finals?
What the fuck have we done to get here?
I voted against every single one of these all the way.
You boys, right. Jesus. You were right beforehand. People are going to be livid.
So mad. So mad.
What the fuck?
So the people that are going to read the graphic on its own are going to get pissed off. And now the people that actually listen to the episode are going to be even more pissed off when we get
this happened. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not as mad because I voted against every one of these going back to the semifinals or quarterfinals, I guess. Che. You go first, marinara ranch.
I hate that this is the finals. Jeez. Neither of these are top 50 sauces.
Okay, well, that's not correct.
Why do you
Why do we start with him?
Jeez. I mean, ranch is such a second-class citizen. At least marinara sauce can own something. So I got to go marinara sauce.
One for marinara.
Marinara also.
Two for marinara.
Ranch with a first round KO.
Ooh. Yeah, ranch. Oh, I want a ranch title. Yeah,
I'll say that again for
ranch.
Oh, gravelly.
Ranch.
I'm going with the guineas. Give one to marinara.
And Jack.
All right, so between me for ranch and marinara, I have voted against ranch every single round it has gone up. And I will do that again now.
Marinara champion, that is repulsive.
What the fuck are we, boys? Democracy doesn't work.
Disgusting.
I think when you think sauce, like if someone says sauce, I think marinara sauce.
I do too. If I saw a news headline, man falls into vat of sauce.
Right. I would have.
Yeah, me too.
Coming out red. Sauce that comes in a vat, though.
Yeah.
I'll be. Yeah, you're right.
No other sauce gets vatted.
Like an urn.
Yeah. A vat of ranch would be really weird.
Oh my! Imagine that plop if you like jumped in.
You just float like just plop.
People are gonna think our diet consists of only mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, yeah. It is a bizarre winner. The winner of episode 43 is marinara sauce, marinara versus ranch. I still can't believe that. All right, we'll be back next week with a new episode of The Bracket. Remember to subscribe and buy a shirt. Also, thanks to Big T. Make sure you listen to Macro Dosing. But we will see you all next week.
Shirts rock. Having a little ass round Gary I look down.
I'm wearing mine tomorrow. I already have it set up. I have my outfit set up. Gooch, I'll stand and do the ads.